Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08:55 here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, October 22, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies we feature today, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate this day because they've earned it. Like William, Bill, Brady, Duryea, Jerome, Jerry, Ziak, Duryea, Edward Zemelkowski, Scranton, John, Bill Montgomery, Dalton, John Jack Gallo, Montoursville, formerly of Hazleton, and Kenneth Fladmark, Seelands Grove. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, as our rather large and growing dysfunctional family also gathers around the radio, around their phones, around their computer. We provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where an entire political party has lost its marbles. And they just continue to lie and lie and make it up. And hey, let's just take one. Let's take one lie from Josh Shapiro and the Democrats. Now, they adore abortion. They adore it. They love it. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's the most important freedom known to mankind. And it was going away, according to Josh Shapiro and Haddock, our horrible state representative, and others. The entire Democrat Party. It's going away. You'll never be. What happened? Nothing. They're not only wrong on the issues, they're liars. It's a disgrace. Now, these judicial races, we had Andy Jarboll on running for retention in Lackawanna County. They're very important. We've got three Pennsylvania Supreme Court idiots, political hacks. Remember to vote no. Wecht, Donahue, Daugherty. Around here we say Doherty without the hard G. Vote them down. They're bums. They don't follow the Pennsylvania Constitution. They don't follow the American Constitution. They follow Allegheny County and Philadelphia left-wing lunatic Democrat organizations. That's it. So there's a judicial race going on. And all of the courts are represented in this race. And Matt Wolford is one of those candidates. We've spoken to him a number of times, and he's joining us again today. Matt, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, tell us about your campaign. Pretend you never spoke to us before.
Well, you folks helped me get across the primary finish line, so I can't pretend completely, but and I thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, we're introducing you to a whole new audience. Okay, always, always.
So I've been to just about every county in Pennsylvania, 65 of 67. But the comments I'm getting back are very favorable. The message that I'm telling people, and it seems to be resonating, is that the Commonwealth Court in particular deals with just government stuff, state and local government. That's all it does. It's highly specialized and, you know, eminent domain, zoning, environmental protection, elections, which is obviously very important to Pennsylvanians. And so because of the work that it does, it also deals with regulations a lot. And although it would be helpful to have, you know, a governor who would roll back some of the burdensome amount of regulation we have in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth Court actually does have a role to play, because once the regulations and the regulatory environment becomes unreasonable, the court can do something about that. And so if you think about what regulations are, it's the antithesis of personal freedoms and private property rights. In other words, you know, the government, through regulations, tells you what you can do and what you can't do. Well, this country wasn't built on what the government told you to do or not do. It was built on personal freedoms and private property rights. That's what made the country great. And so when the balance comes up, well, how much government is too much government and how much is acceptable? I mean, we all want good roads, we want police, we want fire protection, we want clean air and clean water. But when it goes beyond that and becomes unreasonable, what it's doing is interfering with our personal freedoms and private property rights. And that's where the Commonwealth Court judges come in. They're the gatekeepers of those. And so that's why we need common sense judges on this court, that it's critical that they understand that the starting point isn't what the government say. The starting point is, what are our personal freedoms and private property rights, and how is government intruding on that, and is that reasonable and acceptable?
Matt Wolford is our guest. He's running for Commonwealth Court. He's our candidate. You have been in this field working with government regulators, with agencies, for a long time. You're one of the experts on this subject. You're supremely qualified for Commonwealth Court.
Yeah, I started practicing law 38 years ago. I learned how to litigate cases down in Philadelphia. I went to Penn State undergrad and then went to Temple Law School and stayed in Philly to learn how to become a lawyer. And I started working for the Attorney General's office, what they call the torts litigation section, that defends PennDOT, the state police, any state agency that needs personal injury defense. That's where I learned how to litigate cases. And Philadelphia is quite a place to learn how to litigate cases. Then I became a state prosecutor. I moved back to Northwest Pennsylvania doing environmental crimes, and then I learned how to do environmental law working for the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, or what a lot of people these days call don't expect a permit. And so I learned how to do all of the various administrative, environmental law, rulemaking things that come before this court. I left government service about 25 years ago, and more or less what I do for a living is I litigate against the DEP on behalf of businesses, individuals, farmers, real estate developers. I represent the conventional oil and gas industry in northwestern Pennsylvania. In fact, I have a case in front of Commonwealth Court now involving the conventional oil and gas industry. And they're constantly under assault. They're constantly being trying to put out of business, either by the government or by non-government organizations. So in those cases, because they deal with regulations, all go to the Commonwealth Court eventually.
There's no one as qualified as you, even from beginning to end, who even considered running for Commonwealth Court. A lot of people consider it a boring court. because of what it deals with. But that's your bailiwick.
Yeah, well, it's boring right up until you think about our constitutional rights. Then it's not so boring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, although the subject matter sounds about zoning, who wants to deal with a zoning case? Well, what it really deals with is the ability of a local municipal government to regulate, to exercise police power against your personal freedoms and private property rights. I'll give you an example that happened recently. There's an organization called FOAC, which is a gun rights proponent organization, and they just won a case in Commonwealth Court. The case involved Lower Merion Township. Lower Merion Township decided that through zoning, they could restrict where retailers of firearms could sell firearms. What they were doing in reality is trying to restrict the sale of firearms, but they dressed it up like it was a zoning case. Well, to its credit, the Commonwealth Court looked at what was going on and basically said, well, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and lays eggs, it's a duck. It wasn't really a zoning ordinance. It was a restrictive ordinance against the sale of firearms, and they struck down that ordinance. So when people think about our Second Amendment rights, that's something they care about. When people think about the boring business of zoning, it's something maybe they don't really care about.
Yeah.
But the two are not unrelated. The two are directly related, as evidenced by that case.
Well, Matt Wolford, we love you. Stay safe. Stay strong on the campaign trail. We need you to be our next Commonwealth Court judge. Keep plugging, and anytime you want to check in with our gang, we're here.
I'd love to do so. Just remind everybody, it's less than 2 weeks to go. We got to get out to vote. Because here's the deal, and you can't get around it. The Philadelphia machine is going to be working against me. The Pittsburgh machine to a lesser extent, and the other pockets are Scranton, Erie, Harrisburg, State College. If we get the conservative Republican vote numbers up, we can overcome the machine. But it requires enthusiasm, energy. Everybody calls this an off-year election. Well, it's not off-year for these two statewide judicial races, and they're extremely important. So we need whatever you can do to get people out to the polls, whether it's mail-in balloting or knocking on doors or poll watching. Whatever we can do to increase our numbers will help dramatically, because when the Republicans show up, we actually win.
Matt Wolford, I always tell people, I said, we do a veterans tribute every hour. And I say, they put their lives on the line. All we have to do is vote to play our part in this great saga that's called America. We've got to get out and vote, especially conservatives, especially people who think normally about issues. And Matt Wolford's our guy. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Matt Wolford, our candidate for Commonwealth Court. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Stones, Murph says this date, 1965, he released his hit, their hit, Get Off My Cloud, in the UK. Hey, Bulldog, let's finish up with Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Love that song. Do you hear me? All right. You've got to get acknowledgement out of the Bulldog because he's a Bulldog. He's very stubborn. He's very set in his ways. And, you know, we pretty much fight during the entire show for 3 hours. I always wonder why I'm so exhausted. A Bulldog was off on Monday, and I went home. Jake ran the board. I went home fresh as a daisy. But when the Bulldog's on the board, it's a constant tug and pull and everything, you know? It really is. I love him, but, man, he's a Bulldog. What else could you say? Oh, my word. Any event. Let's go. We talked to a guy yesterday. Unico Scranton is having its 70th anniversary party Saturday. And it's at the old Ginetti's. And they got Picture Perfect performing. They have Italian operatic singer. Guaranteed good food, and here he is once again. You're the president right now, Michael?
Yes, I am.
All right, so the president of Unico, Scranton Unico, Mike Linko. Mike, welcome back to the show. Tell us about it as if you didn't talk to me yesterday.
Well, Bob, it's a celebration. We're 70 years old. The Scranton chapter of Unico was first started in 1955 by Dr. Maldonado. It's been carried through the years by gentlemen as Pat Yanni, Al Dante, and Chris DiMatteo.
Yeah.
It's in my hands now. And we're at a big celebration to celebrate 70 years of promoting Italian culture and raising funds and doing good works for the local and national community.
Now, Michael, you're like me. We're half Slavonic, half Italian.
Yes, sir.
But they let you in, right? It's not like the mafia. You could get in if you're part Italian or married
Or not like Henry Hill. Italian. No.
Henry.
Not like Henry Hill.
So it's a welcoming group. As long as you want to be Italian, you're good, right?
Yes. And in fact, that's what we try to do. I try to get rid of some of the stereotypes associated with the Italian heritage, you know. We try to do good works. Matter of fact, Unico was formed as a result of discrimination against Italians. And since then, we've just been taking off. We've been doing wonderful things. We have our Porchetta stand in the fall. A lot of other charity events that we hold. So it's a wonderful thing. And I encourage all, if they have Italian heritage in their blood, please join. Please come out. It's a wonderful group. We do good works. And right now, we have this big celebration coming on.
Mike, you're every year, I look for it. I come down and I get my porchetta extra juice at the stand. I usually get about 10 of them. And I'm telling you, you just see how good, and I mean just the goodness of the people who are part of this organization, all behind that stand, and they work that entire weekend.
They do. They're some of the most hardest working people I've ever met. They're wonderful people. They make my job easy, believe me, because all I got to do is say, let's have an event, and I get 14 volunteers coming out. You know, I'll do this, I'll do that. I mean, it makes my job easy, believe me.
All right, so Saturday, what time are we kicking off? It's $70, but it's a two-hour open bar. Man, I can make my money back right there.
Oh, giddy up, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the right, you would check.
And then dinner, dancing with Picture Perfect. It's ample parking, obviously, at the old Gennetti's.
Yeah, the old Gennetti's. Manor on Main now.
And it's 70. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to start at 5 o'clock. We have an hour of open bar. We'll have dinner at 6 o'clock. Maybe some little program, not much. And then we'll go back to another hour of open bar. We'll be dancing to the music of Picture Perfect. And during dinner, we have an Italian singer coming out.
Outstanding.
Serenading us. It'll be a nice evening.
Mike, I thank you for not only doing this 70th anniversary celebration, but for all that you and your Unikins do. It's amazing stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too, Bob. Thank you for all you do. And
and we'll talk again later this week, right?
Friend.
We'll talk again later
this
week. All right, my man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mike Linko, president of Unico Scranton. 70th anniversary this Saturday. Big deal. I mean, it's important. It really, truly is. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to hear from our great sponsors. We have the Veterans Tribute. A little something to play for you after that. And then after the weather and all, we're going to go back to the phones. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And today we feature one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Three bar restaurants that I'm telling you, you will absolutely love in every respect. No matter what you're looking for, the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, the Far Street Tavern, and the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, and the Queen City Tavern, totally redone, wait till you see it, downtown Oliphant. Fine dining, the Stegmeyer Mansion in Wilkes-Barre, one of the greatest dining experiences I've ever had. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton, top shelf, love it. Scranton Art House, the place to watch a first-run movie. Amazing. Basiliga Hospitality. Edward Zemelkowski. He died October 12th. He was 83. He was from Scranton. He was preceded in death by his wife, the former Carol Howie. He lost her in 2003. Born in Scranton, graduate of the great Scranton Technical High School, he was a proud U.S. Army veteran. He was employed at Arlington Industries until his retirement. He was a member of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary Church, St. Teresa of Calcutta Parish in Scranton. Loving husband, father, grandfather. Surviving Edward are his son, Joseph, his daughters, Christine and Amy, and their spouses, a grandson, a sister, nieces, nephews, and other family, Edward Zemelkowski. John Bill Montgomery. He died October 10th at the age of 86. He was formerly of Dalton. He was the widower of Barbara Ann Hockreiter Montgomery. They'd been married 55 years when she passed in 2017. Born in Scranton, graduate of Scranton Central High School, he served us in the United States Navy, including 3 years on the USS Thuban. Prior to retirement, he was employed for 30 years in tech repair at IBM. Bill Montgomery was an elder of the former Providence United Presbyterian Church and currently a member of the Dunmore Presbyterian Church. He lived over 50 years in Dalton and served that community as a member of the Dalton Lions Club, longtime Dalton Council member, decades-long volunteer at the Dalton Carnival. He also helped start the Dalton Fishing Derby. He was a wonderful piano player. Surviving are a son and his wife, daughters, grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, brothers, a sister, and other family members. Bill Montgomery Jr., our veterans brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds, some showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon. It'll be 57. It's already 53 outside our studios here in Pittston. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40. Thursday, breaks of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, spotty showers, 53. Friday, breaks of sun and clouds, breezy and cool with spotty showers, 53 again. Remarkably consistent deal there, isn't it? Now, so I'm not aware of this thing, but it says January 6th guy, I don't know who you mean by that, who made comments about Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, seems to have served his entire sentence prior to pardon, right? Almost all of them did. See, so when the Democrat liars, the left-wing liars, tell you, well, he pardoned all the January 6ers. Well, number one, they were overcharged and over-prosecuted by the Biden administration for political purposes, number one. Number two, they all served their sentences when Trump pardoned them. A big difference compared to the preemptive pardons for the Biden family members and the other disgraceful part and scumbag made when he came out was leaving office. Please do not compare that, and thank you for that. Thank you for mentioning. Somebody asked, Bob, can I be in Unico since I'm not Italian, but my husband is 100% Italian? Yes, you can. And he doesn't even have to be 100% Italian. It's, see, Unico is an idea. It's family. It's culture. It's food. It's helping other people. Yeah, anybody could join Unico. I would wager to say. You'll figure an Italian connection somewhere. But yes, your husband's Italian, you're in. Hey, Cindy Cox is involved with the Pennsylvanians for Human Life. They've got their dinner coming up, and she is with us now to talk a little bit about it. How are you, Cindy Cox? Great to have you back.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, Bob. Love your show.
Hey, tell me about, give me some details on this breakfast that you have. They are always beautiful. And when I was talking about the Unicans behind the stand, the porchetta stand at Festa, the same thing applies to the people who go to this breakfast. They are just beautiful, good people.
Salt of the earth people who really respect life from conception to natural death. And this is our 51st annual breakfast, if you could believe it. And we're really, really excited. We are, it's happening on Saturday, November 1st, so less than 2 weeks away. And we're returning to our favorite, Fiorelli's Catering in Peckville. Doors open at 8. We've got some really awesome raffle baskets and auction items, and the breakfast actually starts at 9 a.m.
Now, the breakfast, I love Fiorelli's. The breakfast itself is is worth the trip. But, you leave that breakfast inspired. When I go, I feel like I've gone to church. I really do when I leave.
You know what? We love it. This year, we are super excited. So we're bringing our speaker up from Florida, Bobby Schindler. And I don't know if that name is ringing a bell to you. He's the president of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. Ringing a bell about Terry Schiavo and that crazy court case that lasted for seven years. Yes, yes. So he is our featured speaker at this year's breakfast, along with focusing on before life issues. We really want to talk about some afterlife issues and what's coming down the road, what could be potentially coming down the road. And we need to be educated about it. We need to learn. So he's going to be our featured speaker along with Bishop Bambera. We have different pastors from different denominations coming. Pastor Terry Drost from Texas Assembly of God is coming.
Good man.
Pastor Tim Webb. So there's going to be six different clergymen praying at our prayer breakfast along with our speaker. It's going to be something special for sure this year.
It's a transporting event. It really does. It puts you on a higher plane when you attend. It truly does.
Well, not to mention the waffle bar, Bob. That's our favorite, as you know.
It's worth it just for the food, but to elevate your spirit is certainly a plus.
Goodness, it's only $25 to attend for adults, but here's the cool thing: all students from literal kindergarten through college are free because we are so passionate about our youngsters and making sure that they understand the dignity and the sanctity of life that we want them there. So we've had several businesses, individuals come forward and sponsor tables so that these students can come for absolute free. So we have the Marywood Soul Group coming. We have the University of Scranton Students for Life, and anybody with kids, any school, any family, bring your kids for free. You just have to let us know that we're coming so that we can reserve tables.
And this is Saturday morning. Which date?
Saturday, November 1st. So a week Saturday.
At Fiorelli's. Well, Cindy, you keep calling in and reminding us about this.
I'm going to remind you. Have everybody go to our website for details or just give us a call.
PennsylvaniaForHumanLife.org.
HumanLifePA.org.
HumanLifePA.org. org.
Right. Yep. Yes. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there. And Bob, I have a special seat for you right next to me.
All right, Cindy. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Have a great day.
All right. Thank bye-bye. You. I need two seats after the waffle bar. I just do. Hey, Rick, you've been patient. I said I've got to go to him before the commercial break. Thank you for holding. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Bob. I want to bring attention to this ongoing saga here in Luzerne County about the rail line. You know, the Northern and Reading has offered $10 million to buy it, plus $2 million to upgrade the rails, to bring passenger service to Wilkes-Barre down to, you know, the capital of the county, mm-hmm. which is a win-win thing. And the Redevelopment Authority, now we find out that they have this nonprofit LLC that all five of the redevelopment members plus two more people are members of this, and all of their finance is secret. We can't get public information from them, and they're fighting this tooth and nail. And I'd like to know, where has all the money gone? They're supposedly getting 20% of the revenue from this rail line, but they haven't paid any money back into the loan from the county. And I'm wondering, where has all the money gone? Are these people drawing large salaries, or what's the deal? I think we found a skunk in the woodpile, so to speak.
Fascinating. So yeah. What you're saying is that the members of the Redevelopment Authority, they operate the rail authority, or they own the rail line?
They own the rail line.
The Redevelopment Authority. And there's some kind of a nonprofit associated with it?
Yes. And the five members of the Redevelopment Authority, plus two more people, I don't know who they are, they are the board of this LLC, nonprofit LLC. And it just, I can't understand why the Redevelopment Authority needs a nonprofit organization, which they are all members of, to run this rail line. And they, where's all the money gone?
And they haven't explained it. Are their meetings public?
No. That's what I mean. It's a nonprofit, so everything's hush-hush. You can't even file a right to know information thing because they're a nonprofit.
Fascinating.
So for 20-some years, supposedly they're collecting 20% of the money from this rail line.
And we don't know where it is.
And where's it gone? They haven't paid anything back on the loan that they owe the county.
Rick, you know what I would do if I were you? I would put my favorite detective, well, he might be my second favorite after Bo Deedle, Rob O'Donnell on this.
You know what? Unfortunately, I can't say what I do, but by the time I get home from work at night, he's off.
All right, well, have somebody call him and get him on it. I'll tell him about it, too.
Okay, you know what? I'll try and find somebody else that's willing to call in and do it.
Well, you get him on it. He is a bird dog.
I know. I used to listen to him, but now my route changed. And unfortunately, by the time I start at 12 o'clock, and I don't finish until 6.
Okay.
10 after 6, and he's off.
He's off. But. Well, you make sure this gets brought to his attention. I'll do the same. He's a much better detective than I am.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Happy to have this come to the attention of this audience, though. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I love listening to you.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it so much. Hey, we have to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, will do that. We'll come back. Our friend Joe from Berwick is on hold. He wants to tell us about a fundraiser for a veterans home. Let's do that after these messages. Yeah. Murph tells us this date, 1966, Simon and Garfunkel released their hit, Hazy Shade of Winter. Bob Cordaro back on the eponymous program. Let's go right to Joe from Berwick. Hey, Joe, what do you got happening?
All right, Bob. So I texted you about this earlier. You said to get back to you. The Reverend William Barbie, who apparently is the reverend of two of the churches in Berwick, looks like St. Joseph's and St. Mary's, he's heading up something where they're selling American flags for $5. Mm. And the proceeds from this goes to the Orangeville Manor in Orangeville. And if you've never been there, I've been there. It's a small personal care home, and they specialize in veterans.
Hmm.
So and I'm familiar with it because our local 4-H that my wife is ahead of, they've done a lot of work with this organization. So it sounds like a really great thing, and I apologize I don't have the article right here in front of me, but when I texted you, it had the information, it had a number you could call, and a follow-up story to that in the Press Enterprise says they'll be doing this up until November 11th.
So if you call one of those parishes, what, St. Joseph's, and what's the other?
Yeah, it from the article I got said St. Joseph and St. Mary's, and it mentioned the Reverend William Barbie, so I'm guessing that he is the pastor of both of those.
Okay, so if you call them, you would probably find out how to buy one of these great flags and contribute some money to our veterans at the Orangeville Personal Care Home. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, and if anybody, you know, if your listeners follow up on that and they have any issues, you know, just tell them to call back, because I'm always listening to you, and I still have the article somewhere. I'm up on a roof now, which is why I can't access it. But
Joe, we want you to pay attention to whatever roof you're on first.
Yeah, but if they called your program and they said, hey, something's not working out here, I'd hear it, and we'd get it straightened out. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
All right.
Joe from Berwick. All right. Hey, one more call. We got to sneak you in, Bill, unless you want to hold over.
Hello?
Bill, we got to sneak you in or hold you over past the news.
Hold me over.
All right, let's try it. Let's try and do that. He's calling about the Karine Jean-Pierre book, and it's a subject I want to talk about. Man, she's just an idiot. You can't get through one sentence without saying, well, I'm a black lesbian. Well, how about this? I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't help you with me. Neither way. Dear God. But what does kill me is when you try to say Joe Biden was sharp as a tack. And I was right there. And she was there to the end of the presidency, claiming to this day that Joe Biden was sharp and witty and funny and on top of it, and we can't even keep up with him. Yeah, if you're falling down, you don't fall down with him. Yeah, you're not keeping up with him, in a manner of speaking. Hey, finishing the hour, somebody said the current Democrat Party is now a globalist socialist party, funded by globalist dark money billionaires and other anti-American groups like Antifa. Let's see what else we have here. It would be impossible for any political party to back the insane policies they promote: open borders, transgender ideology, anti-Semitism, men and women's sports. Every single issue the Democrats promote is to weaken and destroy America. Don't forget taking the cops off the street. Don't forget prosecuting the cops. Don't forget capitulating in foreign policy. I could go on and on. They're wrong about everything. And this listener says, we must follow the dark money trail before it's too late. Well, that's why we got Kash Patel, our director of the FBI. He's very close. One of my our great research team sent me something that Kash Patel says we're close to finding out the funding mechanisms for Antifa. Which reminds me, idiot Chris Kelly. I loathe to, it's like the last thing I think about is looking at his column, but I'll have to look at it because his mental illness has become so patent, it's frightening. You go to Picardo's, Jefferson Avenue, Spruce Street, downtown Scranton, catty corner from the Radisson. It is not only the greatest jewelry store, but it's the greatest watch store. Bacardo's has Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, and more. And what do all those watches have in common? They tell me that it's time for the news at 11:02 and change. We'll be back after that. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.